Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. I hope you're having a wonderful day today on this Tuesday. And we thank the Lord. God is so good. He's been good to us all day long. And I tell you, I hope you're having a blessed day in the Lord today. God's a good God, and He loves you. Just want to let you know that. Amen. Jesus loves you, and He wants the very best for you. We've got the Coates family up. They're going to be singing, Let Me Tell You About Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful Savior.
What a wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
How He saved my soul and He made me whole. Well, He took away my burden.
He took away my burden.
Yes, He took away my soul.
That's the Coates family from Fletcher, North Carolina. We appreciate them coming on the radio today, amen, and spending some time with us on the broadcast. What a blessing. We've got now part number two of the message that we recorded there at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church with Brother R.R. Davina. Brother R.R. is preaching on John chapter number 10, and what a blessing. He has hit every section of John chapter number 10, and I'm telling you, hardly not missed anything. And I believe you're going to enjoy the rest of this message as we begin part two of the message today.
The Bible says in John chapter number 10, verse number 10, it says here, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But the Bible says there, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And so I'm glad to report to you, my friend, this evening, that the devil will be doing his best to steal and to kill and to destroy God's people. But the Bible says, as a child of God, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And so not only we see the only door here, but I want to say here about the open door. Notice the open door here. The Bible says, if any man enter. Amen. Aren't you glad that we're not a bunch of Calvinists this evening? The Bible says, if any man enter. Amen. I don't believe that you can get elected from the beginning. Amen. Can I say, my friend, let me just time out here. Can I just say that anybody at the foot of a cross is a candidate for conversion. And so the open door, if any man enter in, and so this speaks of God's grace. God has an open door for our salvation. He is willing to receive any sinner who enters the door. The door will not always be open. Isn't that right? We've seen that in the Old Testament during the time of Noah, that there were only 8 people who survived the global flooding. You know why? Because they're a bunch of those people were a bunch of carnal people. They were a bunch of they're sinners. You know, they didn't want to get saved. They don't want to accept the preaching of Noah. But let me say to you, my friend, I'm glad in that glorious golden day breaks, I'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Isaiah chapter number 55, verse number 6 and 7, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. May I say that enter the door while it is still open. Enter the door while there's still an opportunity. Enter the door while it is still wide open. The Bible says that narrow is the way. Isn't that right? What Jesus is saying. I'm glad that this open door is for any person. It is for whosoever will. In other words, that anybody can be saved. Amen. In Acts chapter number 2, verse number 21, he says there, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. I'm glad I'm part of that whosoever will. I'm glad that when the day comes, when I die and I drop dead here in the pulpit, I know for a fact, I know that I know that I know that I'm going to heaven. It don't matter what color you may be. It don't matter what background you may be. It don't matter what culture you may be. If you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll go straight to heaven. Isn't that right? And so I'm glad to report to you, my friend, that I can go to heaven. You know why? Because I've been washed. I've been declared righteous. I've been just. Amen. God sees the blood of his son. Amen. And so thank God this evening that I can go to heaven. Amen. I can go in the presence of God. Amen. And so not only we see here the portrayal of Christ, but I want you to notice here, secondly, notice the protection in Christ. Amen. In verse number 9 on the second part, the Bible says, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. And so can I just say that entering the door of Christ is to gain the protection for the soul. Entering the flock through Jesus Christ not only protects us from danger, but it also protects us from hunger. Amen. And so aren't you glad this evening that not only that he gives us salvation, but Jesus Christ protects us. Not only that he gives us salvation, but Jesus Christ provides for us. Not only that he gives us salvation, but Jesus Christ satisfies us. Not only that he gives us salvation, but Jesus Christ feeds us. Not only that he gives us salvation, but Jesus Christ pulls us from any danger. You know why, my friend? Because I am his and he is mine. I am his child. I don't know any parent at this point of time, a Christian parent, who will let his kid starve. Isn't that right? And so can I just say, my friend, that some Christians only think of Jesus saving us from sin. What good would it do to be protected from the dangers outside the fold if you're going to starve to death inside the fold? Amen. And so, but Jesus wants us to have life and have it abundantly. He protects us for wherever we go. So through him, we find the best pasture and feast to our heart's content. And so I want you to notice here the requirement for the protection. Where the Bible says here, if any man enter in. Amen. That's the requirement for the protection. You see, this protection that I'm talking about this evening is not for everyone. It is only for those who come to Christ. Amen. And so if you are born again child of God, then you are protected. Amen. Christ protects us from any danger. Christ, he protects us to those who come to Christ for salvation. You must come to Christ if you want his protection. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 5, verse number 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen. And so if you call upon Jesus, my friend, this evening, he will save you. If you call upon Jesus this evening, he will protect you. If you call upon Jesus this evening, that he will guard you and stand in front of you. Why does he do that, my friend? You know why? Because in John 3:16, for the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's why we do missions. That's why we want to proclaim to these teens that there's hope in Jesus Christ. That's why we go to these camps, you know, and play games and preach the word of God to these Alaskan teens, because we want to tell them that there is hope in Christ. I've received that hope. I've received that security. I've received that assurance. On November 23 of 2012, I got born again, and I want them to be born again. Amen. I want them to experience what I've experienced more than 10 years ago. I want them to experience about that there's this one man, that there is God, that there is Jesus Christ who can satisfy your soul, that you don't have to find it in other world, in this world. You don't have to drink alcohol. You don't have to smoke weed. You don't have to do all those things. Amen. And so can I just say to you, my friend, we've got to show these teens that there is hope in Jesus Christ, that they don't have to find it in this old world, because that's what the devil does. He steals and he kills and he destroys. Amen. Somebody say amen. And so can I say here, the result of the protection, not only the requirement for the protection, but the result of the protection. The Bible says saved. Amen. The Bible says saved. You see, my friend, this is speaking of one soul salvation. This means the person who comes to Christ will be protected from eternal condemnation. He will be protected from God's wrath and from the fires of hell. There is no greater protection than to be in God's protection and Jesus Christ's protection. Amen. You see, my friend, this result of the protection, it's eternal. This result of protection, it's everlasting. This result of protection, you are fireproof if you come to him in that right. And so can I just say, in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, while Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their Hebrew names, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, when they went in the fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar looked at the fiery furnace and he was wondering why they were not burning. You know why? Because Jesus Christ was in that fiery furnace. Amen. I'm glad to report to you, my friend, this evening, that Jesus Christ protects his children. Jesus Christ protects all that believe on him. Amen. I'm glad to report to you, my friend, that I've been born again. And so the question is, do you know that you know that you know that you got saved by the good grace of God? Was there a time and a place in your life that you got born again by the good grace of God? Amen. And so once you experience the kind of protection, you'll want it over and over again. You'll crave it like a Snicker bar. Amen. And so can I just say to you, my friend, that Jesus, and by the way, I love Snickers, Jesus makes us feel safe in dangerous times in our lives. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Radio friends, I hate to break in right here, but our time is come and gone. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3 of the message on John chapter number 10. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.